أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the A to Z of Salah, and we've always got to understand that Quran is experienced in Salah. We will continue today looking at A. Yesterday we looked at A for acceptance. Today we will look at A for Adhan. You know, five times a day, we are called to focus on Allah through the Adhan. It's recited loudly in the mosques, in homes. You know, we now have computers and Adhan clocks and watches and phones, and all of these remind us to stop, turn our attention away, unplug ourselves from the world and focus on Allah. It's just amazing. You know, just think about Adhan. If you look at the map of the world, let's go to, say, Indonesia, right on the eastern side. So as soon as dawn breaks on the eastern side, for example, at approximately about 5:30 their local time, there's the Fajr Adhan. Thousands of Mu'adhins begin reciting the Adhan. And then it sort of continues. If you go to, you've got Malaysia and Burma and Bangladesh and India, and then you move all the way to the Middle East, where you have Afghanistan and Yemen and Kuwait and Iraq and Egypt. And can you see that whole thing moving? Syria, Somalia, Alexandria, all this, it comes all the way down. It comes to Europe. And if you think about it, this proclamation, starting on the eastern side, moves all the way around. And just when the Mu'azzins of Indonesia are calling out the Fajr Adhan, the African Mu'azzins are calling the Adhan for Isha. And think about it, there's not a single moment when there isn't Adhan being recited on the surface of the earth. And even as you're listening to this, you can be sure that at least thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are hearing and reciting the Adhan. So what are you and I supposed to do when Adhan is recited? Well, Imam Sadiq said, one who offers his Salah with Adhan and Iqamah, two rows of angels pray behind him. While one who offers his Salah only Iqamah and without the Adhan, one row of angels. And Imam was asked, how long is each row? And he said, at the very minimum, its length is the distance between east and west. While at the maximum, its length is distance between the earth and the heavens. I mean, why wouldn't we want to recite Adhan and Iqamah? We're always told when Adhan and Iqamah is recited, follow it. That means recite with it. The Adhan and Iqamah that was recited in our ears at birth is the Adhan and Iqamah for our Salah ala al-Mayyit. I had a granddaughter who was born only a week ago, and I remember just a week ago reciting Adhan in her ears, and she turned and she looked at me and she smiled. And you can call it whatever you like, but as far as I know, as far as I believe, in fact, that she understood when I said, Hayya ala salah, hurry to salah, your whole life is about connection to divinity. Hayya ala falah, you're coming to a home where you will be successful, where you will reach your full potential. That is what Adhan and Iqamah is about. Don't ever desist reciting it. If somebody has a bad temper, recite Adhan and Iqamah in their ear, and they might be difficult, so put it on at home. If you find that you need company at home, especially these days when we're isolated a little bit, recite Adhan and Iqamah. It brings barakah into the house. The houses where Adhan and Iqamah is recited, from the heavens, they look like stars. So there is no excuse, none whatsoever, not to recite Adhan and Iqamah. And just remember, when you and I are reciting Adhan and Iqamah and then praying, and imagine all those angels behind us. Oh my goodness, it is just phenomenal. So I'm hoping that you will recite Adhan and Iqamah with every salah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.